Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Credit Bank of Moscow Half Year 2015 Financial and Business Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to your host. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Elena Tanashina, and I'm Director of International Business Division, in charge of Investor Relations. I'm happy to present our speakers on today's webcast and conference call on Credit Bank of Moscow, two quarters, 2014 financial and business results. By tradition, here with me are Vladimir Chubar, Chief Executive Officer of the bank, and Eric Debosham, Senior Vice President. Vladimir Chubar will open today's call dwelling on the market sentiments and business results of the bank, and afterwards Eric Debosham will take the floor proceeding with a detailed analysis of financial results of the bank. All your questions and comments are very welcome after the presentation when we open the Q&A session. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Vladimir.
Thank you, Yelena. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today's call. First of all, we must admit that last week turned out to be rich in the events due to high season and corporate reporting, and financial community became deeply involved in this process, losing an opportunity to enjoy last days of summer. This is to believe true. And back on topic, we saw that in general Russian banking sector was still suffering from negative trends in the economy in the second quarter of 2015, but at the same time, markets were calm and banks were operating in a rather stable environment. Stability stands for clarity in risk assessment, therefore offering a possibility to banks for a cool-headed appraisal of the situation. Let's now move to our key developments. As you can see on slide number 4 of the presentation, in the table with the key financials, the bank's shareholders' equity went up from 60 billion rubles to 75.7 billion rubles during the reporting period, and total capital adequacy ratio increased from 15.8% to 19%. This resulted from two landmark deals on raise of additional capital, which were closed in June. First of all, in early June, the bank signed a subordinated loan agreement with the Deposit Insurance Agency in the amount of 20.2 billion rubles. Later in mid-June, CBR approved the inclusion of this subordinated debt into the bank's Tier 2 capital. Generally, we feel ourselves comfortable with the terms and conditions under the sub-loan agreement, as they do fit well the bank's strategy. The second deal, chronologically but at the same time a milestone deal in the bank's history, took place in end June when the bank went public on Moscow Exchange. Over 450 orders were collected, most of which in terms of quantity were placed by individual investors. As a result of the offering, the bank raised 13.2 billion rubles by selling 18.8% of its share capital in the open market. The bank's ownership structure was changed respectively, which you can see on a pie chart in the bottom right of the slide. Post-IPO, Roman Avdeyev, through the Russian group, has retained his economic and voting stake in the company at 70%, down from 86.2%. The combined stake of international financial institutions, EBRD, IFC, and RBOF, decreased from 13.8% to 11.2%. Let's now move further to slide number 5 on corporate banking business development. Today, corporate banking is a key business driver for the bank. In the diagram at the upper left, we can see that the growth rates for the first half of 2015 are comparable to the whole year of 2014. We forecast that this trend will continue till the end of this year, but maybe at a slower pace. Good diversification by industries is a valuable advantage in terms of risk management in such turbulent times as now. It gives us an opportunity to closely monitor businesses of our corporate customers and react swiftly in the event of worsening of their financial standing. It also gives us a good sense of how different sectors feel in this very moment and where we might find potential for further growth. On slide number six, there is a brief review of our retail banking business. Retail lending growth slowed down significantly starting from late 2014 due to surge risks in this business segment, coupled with the lower demand from individuals. In order to maintain loan portfolio quality stable, we tightened our lending standards, which resulted in reduction in origination of new loans. Our target segments are mortgage loans and unsecured cash loans. In addition, the bank continued to optimize its distribution network by closing unprofitable branches and decreasing the number of payment terminals and ATMs. A record low cost-to-income ratio is partly a result of the bank's policy of economy. Now I suggest moving further, Eric will provide details on the bank's financial results. Eric, please.
Thank you, Vladimir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So I suggest turning to slide number 8 and start a financial performance review from income and expenses dynamics. During the reporting period, operating income showed positive dynamics, increasing by 4%, up to 14.8 billion rubles, driven by the other net income item, particularly forex gains and gains on financial instruments. The net interest income reduced slightly by 4%, triggered by increased funding costs in the first half of 2015, resulting in growing interest expenses by 87% to 28.3 billion rubles. The main source of interest income, which increased by 49% to 38.7 billion rubles, remains revenue on the corporate loan portfolio, which demonstrated a 51% growth year on year and amounted 21 billion rubles, or 53% of the total interest income. The growth of operating expenses is not significant, plus 1% up to 4.8 billion rubles, as a result of increase in provision for impairment of other assets. At the same time, the bank's operational efficiency continues to stay very high, as shown by its cost-to-income ratio at the level of 29.5%. The decrease of return on assets and return on equity to 0.4% and 3.6% respectively was driven by the growth of provision in the first half of 2015, in light of deterioration of the loan quality of a number of borrowers due to economic downturn. On next slide, number 9, we can see a review of the bank's asset structure. The bank's assets increased by 29% year-to-date, driven by two main factors: the growth of loan portfolio and the increase of deposit in credit institutions, which now represent 57% and 16% of total assets respectively. The net corporate loan portfolio demonstrated a 22% increase year-to-date, reaching 314 billion rubles, triggered mainly by property rental and equipment leasing sectors. The bank concentrates on high-quality retail borrowers whose loan demand is still declining. Moreover, Kredit of Moscow requirements to new retail customers become more strict. As a result, the bank's net retail loan portfolio shrunk by 2% in the first half of 2015 to 118 billion rubles. As for the second source of asset growth, the item due from credit institutions reached a level of 117 billion rubles, mainly due to increased repo transactions backed by securities of first-class issuers. Key loan portfolio metrics are covered on slide number 10. During the first 6 months of 2015, the level of non-performing loans went up by 2.6 points, reaching 4.9% as a result of worsening quality of the corporate loan portfolio. The loan loss provision ratio increased by 0.7 points during the reporting period, up to 4.8%. Concentrations on top 10 and top 20 largest borrowers slightly increased to 22% and 35% of the gross loan portfolio respectively. Related party lending remained at a low level of 1.6% of total equity. More details on the loan portfolio quality are provided on slide number 11. The increase in corporate NPL at the end of June to 4.3% is explained by the general deterioration of financial condition of some of the bank's large borrowers as a result of the macroeconomic downturn. Around 60% of the newly originated overdue loans in the corporate loan portfolio are linked with one large corporate borrower from the industrial and infrastructure construction sector, which we closely monitor. The NPL coverage ratio in the corporate loan portfolio accounts for 94%, which is in line with the market. At the end of 2014, the corporate loan portfolio was over-provisioned due to the absence of problem loans. Now, as the market conditions have changed, the bank optimized the NPL coverage and in the near future plans to continue to maintain this level of coverage. The cost of risk increased by 1.5 points at the end of June to 3.5%, reflecting a complicated financial position of some borrowers, leading to the creation of additional provisions. The quality of the retail loan portfolio is maintained at a stable level, with NPL and loan loss provision ratios being 6.5% and 6.7% respectively. Despite the maturing retail loan book, its quality remains persistent with a cost of risk reduction to 5.3%. The following slide, number 12, focuses on the funding structure of the bank. The bank's funding base is well diversified, with significant share of customer deposits representing 60% of total liabilities, with a 50% and 43% split between corporate and retail customers respectively. A significant inflow of corporate deposits took place during the reporting period that led to increase of corporate deposits by 36% year to date, reaching 233 billion rubles. A significant change in the bank's funding structure is expressed in expanded share of deposits by the central bank, which now constitutes 22% of total liabilities. The funds were raised from the central bank and backed by securities from the Lombard list, received by the bank from counterparties under reverse repurchase agreements. Despite ruble fluctuations, the bank does not have any pressure on the liability side in terms of its debt repayment. Only 18 billion rubles and 25 billion rubles will have to be repaid in 2015 and 2016 respectively, among which only 5 billion rubles are denominated in foreign currency and will be repaid this September. Let's proceed to slide number 13, which provides information on the bank's capital. During the first 6 months of 2015, the bank managed to significantly reinforce its capital position thanks to the two following operations. The first one is the inclusion of a subordinated debt totaling 20.2 billion rubles to the additional capital, which was attracted from the Deposit Insurance Agency in the form of federal loans bonds. The second operation is a successfully completed IPO on the Moscow Stock Exchange, where the bank raised 13.2 billion rubles. As a result of these two deals, the bank's total capital, according to Basel III standards, increased by 34.9% to 121 billion rubles, with a capital equity ratio of 19% and Tier 1 capital ratio of 11.6%. Capital adequacy ratio under Russian accounting standards went up to 16.8% for N10 and 9.2% for N11 and N12 as for the 1st of August 2015. These were the main highlights of the bank's financial and business results for the first half of 2015. Thank you for your attention, and let's proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question over the telephone, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And please state your name before posing your question. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow participants to signal. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Tatiana Ishbana of RBC Media. Please go ahead.
Hello. Vladimir, I have one question about growth of assets in other banks and financial institutes. I see that it was very strong growth in first 6 months. How you can explain this? Does it mean that bank now is prefer to give money other banks? Decline growth of real sector and real sector and customers. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for the question. First of all, of course, it's very big increase. You're absolutely right. There is a set of the transactions we made with several customers which are not rated, but it's mostly repo transactions when we used some high-level bonds as a pledge. And after this, of course, normally we take money to refinance this debt in CBR. So it's very simple.
Okay, thank you.